This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Authorities say shelling in the center of the Russian border city of Belgorod has killed 14 people, including two children, and wounded 108 others. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out Saturday's attack. It took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed at least 39 civilians. Moscow's forces on Friday launched 122 missiles and dozens of drones on Ukraine, an onslaught described by one Ukrainian Air Force official as the biggest aerial barrage of the war. Russia has asked for a meeting Saturday of the UN Security Council, and according to the Russian UN mission, the UN Security Council will convene Saturday to discuss the Ukrainian strike. Small arms fire as the ground operation in Gaza continues. Israeli warplanes struck two urban refugee camps in central Gaza on Saturday as the Biden administration approved a new emergency weapons sale to Israel despite persistent international ceasefire calls over mounting civilian deaths, hunger, and mass displacement in the Strip. Israel argues that ending the war now would mean victory for Hamas, a stance shared by the Biden administration, which at the same time urged Israel to do more to avoid harm to Palestinian civilians. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake struck Papua, Indonesia on Sunday, according to the European Mediterranean Seismological Center. The U.S. Tsunami Warning System says no tsunamis did